So is that is Becharos Daf Lamed Vav? We are holding on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. We were rushing through the end a little bit yesterday. Rushed through most of the Daf yesterday. Didn't pace myself well, but we had a Machlokas Tanaim about who exactly is believed to say that a Mum that developed in a Bechor actually developed and was not intentionally placed there. So at some point we had a sheet of Rishim Gamliel about 15 lines down on the page, 12 lines down on the page, that said Afilu Bno Afilu Bito, that even the son or the daughter of the owner is able to say that that the mum had developed. And Rabbi Yossi said, "Afilu asara v'hein b'nei beiso ein mi din lav." Even if you have 10 different people, but they're b'nei bayis, then they can't be made about it because they're all considered to be they're all considered to be biased in this issue. But if someone else comes from the outside, then even a single person would be enough. Even an individual would be believed. You wouldn't need multiple witnesses. So we're holding now Itmar, about 12 lines before the end of the page. First one line is Itmar. So Itmar of Nachman Amar Halach Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Nachman says we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel that Afilu Bano Afilu Bito. Rava Amar Halach Rav Yossi. Rava says no, we paskin like Rav Yossi. Cannot be a family member. Family member is not believed. Has to be somebody from the outside. So Frakling Gemara Miyom Rava Hachi. Does Rava really say that we paskin like Rav Yossi that it cannot be a family member? Has to be someone from the outside. Vama Rava. That if the Bailim are standing together with us outside and you see it goes in Shalim and it comes out Chavul, that you can be made on it. So says the Gemara, no, Ema Kol Bailim Omdim, the Veloch Eshinan, that no, the point is that all of the Bailim are standing Bachutz and therefore there's no Cheshash that anyone did anything because everyone who would be doing something was standing outside could not have done any foul play. So Yehachi my lemeimras. So then what's the chiddush then? So says Mar Mal Detema Nechush LeChashada. Imar thought we should be choshesh that the roa himself was matil the mum on purpose. Kamash Malan. Then it tells me that you don't have to worry that the shepherd was matil the mum. That is the first understanding. The way Rashi understands at first is that the case is that the roa is inside, all the family is outside, and the whole issue is about the roa. Do you believe that the roa was not matil the mum? So you might have thought not to believe the roa. Kamash Malan, that we do believe the roa, which is exactly in line with Rabbi Yossi, because this is someone from outside of the family, and he's going to be believed. If you look at Rashi, about three lines from the bottom, Lishna Achrina, Ema Kol Bailim Imanu Kolomar, I Amri Sahadi, if the witnesses say, Kol Bailuv Shal Bechor, Dahainu Hu B'nei Beiso, Hayu Imanu Bechutz, V'nichnas HaBechor Shalim B'bayis, V'yatza Chavu, Mi'idin, meaning witnesses tell us that the entire family was outside while the mum was developing somehow inside, so then we could be made. Kolomar edus on edus, meaning that is valid edus. V'shari hovli ish bebayis. That's good enough. You don't need edus about how the mum developed. All you need is edus that the family members were not there, and therefore there's no reason to suspect foul play. Nechush l'chashada shemehim gormelo mitchila sheinichlo dvela la'ozen. So what's the nechush l'chashada? No, the chashad is not that the roa did it on purpose. The chashad is that maybe even though these family members were outside, and we believe the edim, why wouldn't we believe the edim that these family members were outside the entire time? But who says just because they were outside when the mum developed that they didn't do it? Maybe they set the process in motion by putting a piece of food in the animal's ear, then they sent the animal into the house where the dog was, and the dog goes and bites off the ear of the animal. So maybe we should be choshish for such a thing. Inami yoslo gumav enafal sham, or maybe they set a trap for it in the house. They dug a hole in the ground, said the animal would trip and fall into the hole in the ground. And one might have thought that you have to worry about that. That maybe they set up a system where it was going to develop a mum. Kamash malan, that there is no such concern. Says Gemara v'hilchasa. We pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel that Afilu Bino Afilu Bito is believed, but V'dafka Bino Bito Avilishtalo, only his son, his daughter, not his wife. My taima ishto kigufo dami, and that's because his wife is considered kigufo, is considered like himself. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yerodea in Simon Shin Yud Dalid Seif Hey that even an isha's ne'amen is to say befana enough al mum zeme elav, that this mum developed in front of me and it happened in a completely kosher way. It just developed on its own and it could be shochet al pia. So the Beragola writes that the makar for that din is this gemara that says Ishto's not nemenis because of Ishto Kigufo, but had it not been for Ishto Kigufo, any other Isha would be Nemenis. The truth is, though, you don't really need this line of the Gemara, tell me an Isha's Nemenis. We just said before, Afilu Bno, Afilu Bito. So the fact that it says Afilu Bito is plenty of proof that an Isha is Ne'emenas. And furthermore, the Gemara is going to say, Zu Eidus Shai Isha Ksherala. This is the kind of Eidus that an Isha is Kasher. So throughout the Gemara, it's very clear that an Isha is Ne'emenas about these issues. Now, we mentioned yesterday that the Bailum could be made on it because only the Kohanim are chashav on Mumei Yisrael on Mumin, but Yisrael are not chashav on Mumin, right? So this whole discussion is who in the family of Kohanim is going to be able to be made. The Taz writes in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch in Yardei Simin Shin Yadalit also, so the Taz writes that according to what the Torah says, that the reason Kohanim are chashav and not Yisraelim is because the Kohanim have to be Toreach in the tipul of the animal until it develops a mum. So therefore, we assume that the Kohanim are going to be more inclined to want to be matil mum in the animal to get out of having to be metapel and taking care of the animal. So Yisraelim are not chashud because there's a very limited amount of time that they need to be metapel in the bechar, 30 days, 50 days for agasa, but it's a limited amount of time. The Kohanim have to deal with it forever until it develops a mum. So says the Taz, let's say you have a situation where the Yisrael is zakuk l'tapel b'bechar, where the Yisrael has, for whatever reason, a responsibility to take care of it. Then l'chora, if there's some sort of situation where it develops a mum and we're not sure how it develops, we do suspect that the Yisrael was matil mum. Where do you ever have such a situation? So there is a psak of the Ramah in Yerodeyasim Shin Vav Si'if Dalid that if the Yisrael was Poshea, and because of his Peshia, we are not able to identify if an animal is a Bechor or not. It got confused, got mixed with another animal, and therefore we don't know because of the Yisrael's own negligence. So the Ramah paskins, the Kohen does not have to be Mekabel the animal from him. It's the Yisrael's own Peshia, the Yisrael has to take care of it. So in that case, the Yisrael would have a din of a Kohen, where he also would be Chashud to be Mati Lamum. That's the Taz's Chiddush. So it says in Malbusha Yomtov that according to the Taz, the Kasha, the Gemara, that if Yisrael is chashud, how could he ever be made on a Safek Bechor? So who could ever be made on a Safek Bechor? So you have to say that it comes right back, because we would still have this issue that the Yisrael is chashud. I mean, the Gemara wanted to say it must be Yisrael is not chashud, that it's only a Kohen that's chashud, because if it were true that Yisrael is chashud, no one would ever be able to be made on a Safek Bechor. But if the Taz is correct, yeah, Yisrael cannot be made on a Safek Bechor that he was poshea in. So you have to say that what the Torah means to say is only to explain when the Torah says that Kohanim are chashud because they're the ones that are chayiv in the tipul of the animal. That's only the Torah is only explaining why they began to be makil about putting mumin on the animal, why they began to be negligent and violate this avera. But certainly Yisrael never became chashud. So even though there might be individual situations where Yisrael might be enticed, but this is something that develops over time, where you constantly have to take care of bechor after bechor after bechor. That never happened by Yisrael. That only happened by a Kohen. Okay, so the Gemara writes, Ramele Rapapal Abayi, the Rabbi Meir, Damar HaChashal, Davar Lo, Danav Lo Meido. According to Rabbi Meir, says that anyone who's suspect about something cannot be a judge about that matter, nor can he be a witness about that matter. V'kam Rabbi Meir HaChashal, Davar HaChashal, Kol Tarkula. But then Rabbi Meir adds a second chiddush, that not only is someone who's chashed about something unable to testify or judge about that thing, but someone who's chashed about something is chashal Kol Tarkula. We don't trust him about anything. Then Kohanim Achinam Itol Daini Dina. So Kohanim are chashud to be matal mum b'kachim. They should never be able to be a judge about anything. V'aksiv, but yet the pasuk says V'alpiyem kol yia kol riv v'kol mega, that they are allowed to be a judge. So says Gemara, no, Eimar da Amar Emeir l'chashasha. What does Reb Meir mean? Reb Meir is talking about if there's a chashad l'chzukinu mi amar. Reb Meir says that you have to be choshesh, they're chashud the kol Torah, but not that they're muchzak as liars. If you look at Rashi, l'chzukinu b'chashud mi amar Reb Meir chashud davarech chashud the kol Torah kula hechad muchzak l'nda overal davarechad. That we're if they are muchzak that they violate something, then they're going to be chashud the kol Torah kula. We're going to be machzak them as liars for kol Torah. But if they're chashud on something, we're not going to assume, we're not going to be machzik them as liars, l'kol HaTorah kula. If you look at Tosfos, Emer Dam Rameir L'chashe Mitoch Halasho Mashman Da'alibid Rameir Ka'amar V'lo Sviru Lan Kavasei. The whole sugya saying only within the sheet of Rameir. According to Rameir, that someone who's chashe on something can't be a judge. And according to Rameir, someone who's chashe on one thing, who's chashe on everything else, everything is within Rameir. So Ela Filu B'muchzak Over Al Dover Echad Lo Havi Chashe Al Kol HaTorah Kula makes it sound like the way we would paskin that even if you have someone who's muchzak to violate something, he would not be chashe al Kol HaTorah Kula. That it's only Rameir who says that if someone is muchzak to violate something, then he's going to be chashe al Kol HaTorah Kula. The afal gav the perek zebore, but there is a gemara in third perek of Sanhedrin where Amar Abaye Avarian Ochel Nevelus Lahachis. Pasula Edus, very fascinating Gemara. The Gemara discusses about a Psul Rasha. When is a Rasha Pasula Edus? So the Gemara says, if a guy eats Nevelus Latei Avon, because it's cheaper, let's say, the non-kosher meat is a little bit cheaper, then everyone agrees that he's Pasula Edus, because he violates his principles for the sake of saving a few dollars, and therefore it's likely that he would testify falsely for a few dollars. But if he violates the Hachis, he just doesn't like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he just wants to anger Hashem, so then it's a machlokas. Rava says he's kashula edus. Abaye says possibly you would think lahachas is much worse. Yet that's a machlokas. So anyway, the Gemara over there says, and that's one of the yalkagam. That's one of the places where we're passing like Abaye. There's six yalkagams in Gantz Shas. Two of them are Sanhedrin Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. So that is the other one is Edim Zom Nafreyu Nifsal Mikan Labo Nifsal. But this is one of the yalkagam. So Mumarochel Nevelus lahachas. So anyway, Mukim La Krabi Meir V'Kaimulan Kavasei, and the Gemara says, yeah, Abaye is going like Rabbi Meir over there, and we paskin like Abaye to whom Yalkigam. So what do you see? So you see that without Rabbi Meir is la halacha. Our Gemara makes it sound like, yeah, within Rabbi Meir we have this issue, but according to us, even if someone is chashud on a is muchzuk on a certain avera, we're not going to assume he's navarian lekalata rukula. But yet over there it sounds very much so we paskin like Rabbi Meir. So it says Tosafot Dafkalin in Eidus, the Rachmana Amar Al Tashus Rasha Eid, Avul Bishar Mili Lo Chashud. Big difference between saying that he's pasul Eid and saying that he's chashud about everything. For Eidus, we're going to say he's chashud, but we're not going to say that he's chashud for everything else. So on that level, we don't pass like Rav Meir. Omir Rav Meir, the Kamar Hasam Eid Zomim Pasul Lekal HaTorah Kula Hachinami Avim Matzil Minkat Echad Mishar Devarim V'lo Nakad Eid Zomim Ela Fukim Ed Rabbi Yossi Dafilu Eid Zomim Nami Machshul Din Nufash Kusudim Din Imamunis. The Gemara over there says that according to Rav Meir, Eid Zomim is Pasul Lekal HaTorah Kula. The Gemara didn't need to say an Eid Zomim, even if he was anything, if he was Muchzak as Navarian anywhere. That's what Rav Meir is saying over here, that if he's Muchzak as Navarian in any halacha, he's going to be pasul l'kol hatorah. He's going to be pasul l'kol hatorah kula. There is a Pnei Yeshua in Meseches Gittin on Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. The Pnei Yeshua says the yisod of cheskas kashrus that a person has, that every Jew enjoys, is a cheskas kashrus. Pnei Yeshua says that's based on rov, because rov Jews are kosher. Rov Jews don't becheskas kosher, that they don't do averos. So there are several problems with that Pnei Yeshua. The least of which is that you have to then take a poll in each generation and see if there actually exists such a rov. You could say rov Jews that wear yarmulke and tzitzis, maybe that they're muchzak, that they don't wantonly do averos. Maybe the but there is a comment that the Shalos Tshuvos Beis Ephraim writes in Yerdeah Simon Beis, where he where he writes that it can't be midin rov, it has to be midin chazaka. That before a person becomes a bar mitzvah, before he becomes a bar onshim, even if he violated many averos, he doesn't have any shemetz psul. So as soon as he becomes an ish, as soon as he becomes a bar mitzvah, at that moment he's kosher. So it's that chazaka. It's a chazaka de meikara. It's that chazaka that he was once kosher at his bar mitzvah. He was kosher. It's that chazaka that sticks with him. So says the Beis Ephraim, you have to say that it's not midin rov. It can't be Midin Rov, because if it were Midin Rov, why would it be that the Gemara in Maseches Chulin and Daf Yud Aleph tries to learn that we're Holech Achar Rov from the fact that you kill Edim Zomim? Why don't we say that it's the very fact that anybody is ever allowed to judge or testify that we're Holech Achar Rov? How would a person ever be allowed to judge or testify? Shouldn't we be Choshesh that he's Pasul? So it must be that itself would be a Raya that it's Holech Achar Rov. So what you see is that it can't be that Cheskas Kash is based on a Rov, because then that would, when we're looking for the source of Holech Achar Rov, we should just say the very fact that there's an institution called Eidos, an institution called Dayanos. And particularly, according to Rameir, that were Choshish Lumiut, then we would still, even the Maskana, be left with a question. Rameir and all of Shas holds were Chashin Lumiuta. So then how would we ever have a Cheskes Kashrus? How could anyone ever be an Eid? How could anyone ever be a Dayan? We should be Choshish that they're part of the Miut of the people who are Avaryanim. And not only that, our Sugya would be particularly difficult, because our Sugya says that according to Rameir, that someone's Chashul Davrechul, Chashul Kalatarukula, Kohanim who are Chashur on Hatolas Mum, are Chashur to be Dayanim and to be Eidim, because it's only Chash B'Alma, and we're not machzik them as doing, definitely having done the Avera. It's a Chashash that they did the Avera, but not a Chazaka that they did the Avera. According to Rabbi Meir himself, we should ask, what do you mean? Rabbi Meir, you're Choshish L'miut. How could you be Machshir the Kohanim Ladun L'Heyud? We should be Choshish that this Dayan or this Eid is part of the Miut of the Chotim. So this Gemara helps to serve to prove against that Pnei Yeshua that the idea of the Cheskes Kashrus that a person has is not midin rov, it must be midin chazaka de meikara, that a person is bar mitzvah as a kasher person, we assume he stays that way. Okay, vayter in the Gemara, yibayilu, ein mipiein ma'u le'edus b'char. Is hearsay acceptable when it comes to Eidos Bechor? When it comes to Eidos that the mum was not put there by Kavana, that the mum just developed, can you say, someone told me that he saw, and then is that good enough? So Ravasi, Ravashi, Shari, Ravasi, Ravashi both say, Ravasi, Asar, Ravashi, Shari. Ravasi says, no, it's no good. That's not valid testimony ever. And Ravashi says it's Mutter. Amale, Ravasi, the Ravashi, Ravasi, who said it was Asar, says, Ravashi, who said it was Mutter. Vatan de Menashe, ain't Eid Mipiyed Kasher, El Eidos Isha. There's only one exception to when hearsay is okay, and that's only when it comes to Eidos Isha, when it comes to telling a woman her husband died. So then you could trust Eid Mipiyed. But it sounds like nowhere else. So says Gemara, Tani Ela LeEdos Shaha Isha K'sheira LaBilvad. Doesn't mean only by Eidos Isha, only by Eidos about a woman's husband dying. It means only by Eidos that an Isha would be kosher for herself, and that includes Bechor, Hatolz Mum Bechor, something that we know that a woman would be kosher for herself. Rav Yemer Achshar Eid Mipiyed BeBechor. Karle Maremar Yemar Shari Bukhra. Rav Yemer used to allow hearsay, used to allow Eid Mipiyed for a Bechor, and they used to make fun of him. They used to call him Yemar Shari Bukhra, the guy who's Matir Bukhara, the big Mekel on Bukharos. Vilchse Eid Mipiyed Kashaleidus Bukhar. Bottom line, all of that settles. It is in fact true that Eid Mipiyed is Kashaleidus Bukhar. According to Rav Asi, when Rav Menashe says Eid Mipiyed is Kashar only for Eidus Isha, it's very literal. That according to Rav Asi, it means. Again, Rav Asi said it was Asr by Bechor would say that it's only to say that a woman's husband died. So the Chavis Das raises the following question. The Chavis Das in Simen Tzadiches of Kanal says, L'chora, this Lashon is Memayit every other Isra as well. Eid Mipiyed would not be good for anything other than telling a woman that her husband died. So that's difficult, because if Eid Mipiyed is not Neman by Yisurim, so you have to say that the Eidos has to be done with all the rules of Haggadah Eidos in front of Beis Din, because if you're allowed to do it even Mechutz LeBeis Din, if also Mechutz LeBeis Din, where we say Ne'ed Echel is Neman B'Yisurim, so then Eid Mipiyed should be Neman as well, because if there's no Din of Haggadah Eidos, meaning Mechutz LeBeis Din, there's no Din of Haggadah Eidos, so why should Eid Mipiyed be a problem? So and yet we know that Eid Echel B'Yisurim, Nemanus Eid Echel B'Yisurim, it does not have to be in Beis Din, it could even be Chutz LeBeis Din. So why are we saying Eid Mipiyed is no good? So we says what you have to say, the Achronim point out that we have to say is that the Lashon of the Beimer of Menashe is not coming to be Mema'it Isurim, it's coming to be Mema'it Eduyos. Eid Mipiyed is kosher for Eid Echonem Bisurim, right? If someone says, yeah, I spoke to the Mashkiach and he told me everything's okay, that's good enough. You don't have to speak to the Mashkiach yourself, as long as you trust everybody along the line. Eid Mipiyed is only a din in Eidos. Over here, apparently by Bechor, it's not just Stam a din in Isurim, it's a din in Eidos as well. Let's say we didn't know that an animal was a Bechor. We never knew that an animal was a Bechor. Then someone comes along and says, yes, this animal is a Bechor, and by the way, this is its it developed a mum, and the mum was put there perfectly, was not placed there intentionally. The mum just developed, everything's kosher about it. So he's believed. So what's the big chiddush that he's believed? pesha hiter? Why are you telling me the concept of a pesha asar? Who a pesha hiter? That when someone comes and tells you that something is asar, he's also believed to be the one to tell you that something is mutter. Tanina, we already know that. Yisha shamra eishas isha yisi grushani ne'menesh a pesha asar. Who a pesha hiter? That a woman comes and says, I was an eishas ish. We didn't know anything about her. We thought, for all we knew, she could have come and said she's a single lady. But she comes and says, I was an eishas ish. So there, with that statement, she asked herself the kulei alma. But then she says, but grushani. So she's believed because hapesha asar hapesha yitir. So we already know this concept. So says Gemara, no mal detema. Over there, if she didn't want to say anything, she could have kept her mouth shut. So by keeping her mouth shut, she would have been muksak as a single woman. Now that she told us that she was once married, so we're going to believe her to say that she's a grusha. But over here, the guy couldn't just be quiet. Because if he knew that this was a bechor, granted, people might be chashud on being matil a woman a bechor. Yeah, that they might be chashud on. But to eat a karban, that's a tam, a bechor, that's a tam, b'chutz, no one is chashud on that. So at some point, he was going to have to tell us. He was going to have to tell us anyway that it was a bechor. So then there is no apesha asar. If you look at Rashi, avlacha b'bechor de lo sagid lo amar bechor hu ki heichi de lemalei chacham mum kavua hu. He has to say it's a bechor because he needs to ask a shayla to a chacham, see if it's a mum kavua or over. De kachim t'mim meina koi nechshad lechol b'chutz. Because there's no way he would be chashud to eat a bechor tam b'chutz de bar kareis hu, because that's something that he chayv kareis for. That far he's not going to go. Aval nechshad ahatil bo mum de but he is chashud to be matalumum. So that's the chiddush. Kamash malan dimishum hachi back in the war of a shadi beimumah the nikrava achalei. If that was the issue, then he would have just made a really strong mum on it. He wouldn't have gone to the kohen and asked the shaila. If if he were going to suspect him of putting the mum there on purpose, he would have just cut off the animal's ear or cut off one of its legs or something, and that would have been a mum nikar, and that would have definitely been sufficient. The kohen definitely would have been Makel on that. Maskefla Mar Baravashi, or he wouldn't even need a Kohen, meaning that it would be obvious that that would be Mutter. Maskefla Mar Baravashi, what's the difference between that and the guy who rented his donkey to his friend? And he told him, don't go by way of Nahar Pekod because there's water there and that could ruin the donkey. So Zil Borcha Dinarish Tolakamaya. Go to the by way of Neresh where there's no water. He went in the wrong way. He went the way he was told not to go, and the donkey died. But he says, look, I did what you told me not to do, so I violated the stipulations of the rental, but you should know that there was no water there. It died anyway, so it would have died anywhere. It had nothing to do with the water. So Rav says, why would he lie about something like this? Because if he wanted to say, no one knew where he went, he could have just as easily said that I went in the right way. Abayi says, no, this is what we call amigo b'makom. Because over here you have edus against it. What's the makom edim? Because anan sahadi that there's always water by Nahar Pekod. Meaning we know there's always water by Nahar Pekod. So he could, yeah, malal shaker. He could have told. He could have said better, but not when. Not when we know that what he's saying is factually incorrect. We know that what he's saying is not true. So you don't say malal shaker, and therefore he must be telling the truth. So says Gemara, hachi hashta. Hasam vade ikamaya, hasam vade shadi bemuma, chashashu, b'makam chashash amrin, malo l'shaker. So Gemara says, no, you can't compare the two cases. By Nahar Pekod, there's definitely water. Over here, you can say, vadai, he was matilamum. No, it's a chashash that he was a matilamum. So b'makam chashash, we will say malo l'shaker. When it's just a chashash against the migo, so the migo wins. When it's a known fact against the migo, then the migo is going to lose. Just in the fact that we say that Rabba is the one that says malo l'shaker, Rava says malo l'shaker, the Tosus points out that the girsa should be Rabba, not Rava, because Rabba was the Rebbe of Abaye, not Rava. Rava holds beferish in the third parak of Masechta Bava Basra that Malul Shakar Makom Edim Lo Amrinan. So over here, for Rava to be the one to say that we should still apply this Migo even when it's B'Makom Edim, so maybe that's unlikely that Rava would have changed his mind at some point. So it's much more likely that the correct Girsa is Rava. Now this whole concept of Hapesha Asar, Hu Hapesha Hitir, that the same one who said that it's Asar is then believed to say that it's Mutter. The Rabbeinu Yonah, according to Shittim Gvetzes, Maseches Ksuvos, discusses this concept and he says as follows. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the whole Ne'amanos of Hapesha Asar is only when you're Chozer B'toch Kedei Dibor. It's only when within Kedei Dibor you go back and you explain. She says, Eishas Ishayisi, and B'toch Kedei Dibor she says, but Grusha Ani. Once it's Acher Kedei Dibor, you're not Ne'aman unless you give an Amasla, unless you give an excuse as to why you said your original statement. So a woman who says Eishas Ani, and she doesn't say right away, V'niskarashti, she's going to be Asura, because she's Machzik herself as an Eishas Ish with her Dibor. That is Rabbeinu Yonah. Ramah, Resh Mem Hei, Ramah, the Yad Ramah writes that there's Ne'amanus Hapesh Asura Hapesh Yitir, even Acher Kedei Dibor. So a woman does not have to say Grusha Ani B'toch Kedei Dibor. She could even say it La'acher Kedei Dibor. Now the idea of Rabbeinu Yonah, the Magen Mishnah explains in Hilchos Gerushin, Perikid Beis, Halacha Aleph, that even though without the din of Hapesha Asar, anyway, you could be Chozer B'toch Kedei Dibor. Eidus in general, you can always be Chozer B'toch Kedei Dibor. So what's the Chiddush then of Hapesha Asar or Hapesha Yitir according to Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's Dafka B'toch Kedei Dibor? So the Magen Mishnah explains that nevertheless, we over here we need a Pesha Asar because she's not really completely Chozeres from what she says. She's just adding a detail that she didn't have before. The idea of being Chozer B'toch Kedei Dibor is Din Chazara. You could undo what you said previously B'toch Kedei Dibor. HaPesh HaSar HaPesh HaYitir is being Mechadesh, that you can add things that change the picture entirely but aren't undoing what you had said previously. So it's slightly different. But what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramah, whether it needs to be B'toch Kedei Dibor or not? So the Machan Ephraim has a beautiful explanation, a famous explanation in Yisuri Bia, Parik Yud Ches, Halach Yud Zayin. The Machan Ephraim writes that according to those Rishonim, that HaPesh HaSar HaPesh HaYitir only works B'toch Kedei Dibor, Rabbeinu Yonah. That means he understands Pesha Asar is Midin Migo. And therefore, Lacher Kedei Dibor, you're not believed because you don't have a Migo anymore. Meaning, Migo that I could have said that I was never married. Well, once it's Lacher Kedei Dibor, your Eidus is done, you lost the Migo because now you can't take back what you already said. But those Rishonim that say that you don't need Toch Kedei Dibor hold that Pesha Asar is a Dinine Emanus, that since the entire Issur was created by your own testimony, Mimele, you are granted the Ne'emanus to frame the way we look at that testimony. Nothing to do with Migo. It's nothing to do with, because you already lost your Migo by the time you're saying your second testimony after Kedei Dibor. That's the way the Machan Ephraim understands Machlokas. The Tumim says that no, even those who say that you don't need Toch Kedei Dibor would say that it's midin. Would say that the yisod of the din of ne'amanus of Hapesha Asar is midin migo. They would agree that it's midin migo. It's just that they hold that when the second dibor only comes to be mefarish or to be mosif on the first dibor, then a migo works even la'achras man. So the woman could say even la'achras kedei dibor that she's a grusha with a migo that she could have initially when she first came had been quiet. So it's not a special din ne'amanus din of migo. It's just a question of what exactly the mechanics of the Migo are. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara. Yasa, Ravina Makamar Lai Shemaita Blo Gavra. Ravina said this over without any intermediary Rabbanim in between. Amalei Rava Zuti the Ravina Anan Mishmed Rabbi Eloi Masin Ula. So Rava Zuti said to Ravina, oh, we heard that in the name of Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Tzadik Avalei Bukhra. Rabbi Tzadik had a Bukhar. Ramalei Sari Besali Nasre Kailei Aruva Rava Klufa. So he gave it barley in a basket made out of reeds or something. Bahadei Dekaach and while it was eating, it pierced its lip. So it developed a mum while it was eating from this basket that he gave it. He gave it a basket that had sharp edges. So he came to Rabbi Yeshua, it was an accident. He didn't mean to give it a mum. But he's not going to be believed because he's chashud to be matal mum. Every kohen is chashud to be matal mum. So he says, wait a second, do we make an exception for a Talmud Chacham? Do we make an exception that a kohen amaretz is chashud should be matam lo. Maybe koin talmud chacham shouldn't be chashur. Amla Rabbi Shua hein. Rabbi Shua says, yeah, don't worry. It's different to your talmud chacham. It's different. Asal kamid Rabbi Gamliel. So he came to Rabbi Gamliel. Amr lei chilaknu bein chavar la ma'aretz. And he said to Rabbi Gamliel, do we make a chilek between chavar and ma'aretz? Amr lei Rabbi Gamliel, lo. Rabbi Gamliel says, mehechitesi, no. A Jew is a Jew. A kohen is a kohen. You're all chashur. There's no chiluk in between a regular kohen and an ama aretz. If you look at Tosus, he writes Valacha Kenhu, the Ein Chiluk bin Chavar Lama Aretz, the Perek Basra the Yuma Gabi Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra the Kohen Havu Mbayle Yalach Krab Meir Damar Chashal Al Davar Lo Dan Vlamido Ikram Shumul Nam Neman Al Shal Chavero Shemidu Dor Meir Lo Hayamater Afu Pishay Chaver. The whole Shaila was raised over there in the context of a Chaver. So you see that a Meir would not be Matir even for a Chaver. So anyway, the story goes over here that Rabbi Shua says will be Mechalik between a Chaver and Amaretz, and Rabbi Gamliel said we will make no such chiluk. So Amr Lei, for Rabbi Shua, Amr Lei Hain. So he says, really, Rabbi Gamliel, are you sure? Because Rabbi Yeshua told me that we do make such a chiluk. Amr Lei Hamtein Hashiyal Bali Tris in the Beis Hamedrash. Says, wait till the holders of the shields, the people who protect the Talmid Chachamim, who fight the Melchamta Shal Torah. Wait till they come to the Beis Hamedrash. Meaning, wait till all the Talmid Chachamim come to the Beis Hamedrash, and I will address this issue. Kivish and Nichlas of the Beis Hamedrash. Everyone comes into the Beis Hamedrash. Amr Hashal V'Shal, and he asks the question weiter, because Rabbi Gamliel said, hold on to that question, wait till everyone's here so I can embarrass Rabbi Yeshua, but good. So he gets up and he asks the question, Klum chilakum min chavala ma'aretz? Do we make any such chilik? So Amar Lei Rabbi Yeshua, love. So Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we don't make any such chilik. So Amar Lei Rabbi Gamliel, v'alo mishum chavar li hein. So Rabbi Gamliel says, what do you mean? That someone just told me in your name that you said, yes, we do make such a chilik. Yeshua amar al reglecha v'yidubach. Yeshua, stand up, they're going to be made against you. So Tosus over here says, no, what do you mean, made? There's no edus over here. Tosus says, this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin where the Yidubach makes sense. We have the Yidubach over here, but really over here in Mesachas Brachos, these words should be taken out. But anyway, it says Rabbi Shua, stand up. Very interesting expression. Rabbi Shua says, I'm stuck now. If I were alive and Rabbi Gamliel were dead, it would be very easy for me to, or this fellow were dead, it would be very easy for me to contradict his story, because it's very easy to contradict the story of someone who's not there to tell it. But since we're both alive, I was caught. What could I do? So Rabbi Gamliel omid v'dorish Rabbi Shua omid al raglav ad shirinu kalam v'amru l'chutz v'samatorgum v'namod v'amad. Everyone was there watching as Rabbi Gamliel darshan the whole time. Rabbi Shua was forced to stand the entire time, and everyone till people got upset by the fact by the big busha, and they told to chutzpah and torgeman that this has to stop. So finally they stopped the shir and it was over. But Rabbi Shua was put through this terribly embarrassing situation. This is the story the Gemara tells Maseches Brachos as the forerunner to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's rise to the Nesiyas. Rabbi Gamliel lost his job over this. He can't be mevaze Rabbi Shua, so they weren't sure who they should give the job to. Should they give it to Rabbi Yeshua? They thought that would cause too much tsar to Rabbi Gamliel. That the person that he lost the job because of the way he mistreated to get the job would be too much of a pain for Rabbi Gamliel, too distressing for Rabbi Gamliel. So that's how they decided Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The problem was he was only 17 years old. So that's the whole story that we read in Agada, Kibenshim, or that we refer to in Agada, that he's Kibenshim Shana, that he grew the rose of white hair in his beard, etc. This was part of that story that Rabbi Gamliel on several occasions embarrassed Rabbi Yeshua publicly when they disagreed about when exactly Yom Kippur should be. He made him come with his money belt and his walking stick on the day that Rabbi Shua held was Yom Kippur. So he had a very interesting relationship with Rabbi Yeshua. The Tzlach, the Maseches Brachos, asks, why is it that Omar HaShoel Lishol V'lo Yashav? Why is it that the Shoel had to stand up and he couldn't sit? So he says, based on the Yerushalmi, that Darshan's Va'amdu Shnei Anashim with a Vav, that someone who's Shoel Halachas V'Agados has to stand. And that's what the Ramah quotes La'alacha, that a person who's Shoel and Halachas V'Agados, Ramah, Sim Reish Mem Vav, Sif Yud Gimel, Hilchus Kibbut Talmidei Chachamim, says that you have to stand when you ask such a Shaila. So the Shach wonders, why does the Ramah quote this Halacha? This din was only Noach before before the Churban Abayis. This din is not knowing anymore that of being makbid of who stands and who sits, that the Talmidim Dafka should stand at certain times. So Tzach says that even after Misisram Gamliel HaZakein, even though the Talmidim began to sit, that was that they were permitted to sit because of the Choli Sheyar Li'olam, and the Rabbanim had the minhag to be mochel on the kavod. But Talmidim that were particularly healthy, that themselves wanted to give kavod to the Torah and learned standing up, they still learned standing up. Not only that, not all the Talmidim had Rishus to sit, only those who were at the stage of a Talmud Chaver, which is not everybody. Okay, says the Mishnah. Kohen is believed to say, I've shown this Bechor to a Chacham to be Matir, and it was declared to be a Balmum. He told me that it's a Mum Kavua, and therefore I'm permitted to Shecht it and to eat it. So you don't need Edim that he asked the Shaila. He's believed to say that he asked the Shaila. So a Kohen is believed to say that Yisrael gave me this Bechor with its Mum, and Yisrael is not Nechshad to be Matil Mum on purpose, only a Kohen is. But if the Kohen says he got it from Yisrael and already had a Mum, so we have no reason to assume that he did it on purpose. So my time, what's the reason that he's believed to say that he got it from Yisrael with the Mum? Because the assumption is that anything that will ultimately be revealed, anything that ultimately is going to be found out, people generally don't lie about. Our Mishnah supports that, because our Mishnah says that the Kohen is believed to say that he asked the Shaila. My time, so it's based on that same idea, that we assume that anything that's anything that people will ultimately find out about, we assume people will not lie about. So says Gemara, no, hasam hu dekachim b'chutz lo achil, aval hacha kiven dechashidi chashidi. No, a big difference between the two cases. When it comes to saying that that he asked the shayla, so it's an issue of kachim b'chutz, so he would never eat kachim b'chutz. But over here, when he showed it to the chacham and he says with this mum, the Yisrael gave it to me, so that he wouldn't have to bring edim that the mum came on its own, since Kohanim are chashed to be matil mum, then meaning one is an issue of whether the mum is a mum kavu or not. So the Kohen is not going to be chashed to violate that halacha. He's not going to eat something when it's not eat a bechor when it's not a mum kavua. That we're not chashed that he's going to violate. But the other is an issue of we know it's a mum kavua. We just don't know how it got there. We don't know if he violated this halacha being matil mum. So that he has no ne'amanas on, because that a Kohen is chashed on being matil mum. That's the difference between the two cases. Masra of Shizvi ha'omer l'mishay. A person says to somebody who's not Neman al-Maiser, I want you to buy from a reliable source food from me that has Maiser's taken off. So he's not believed. Whatever happened to this concept of Milsa David Ligluye, that people could find out whether he in fact bought it from the place that he was supposed to buy it from or not? Shouldn't you say people aren't going to lie? Says Gemara, no, Shiny Hasam, the Islamute. You just told him buy it from a reliable source. You know what he's going to say? When you caught him buying it from the place that has whatever, the conservative Ashkacha or something, he'll say, I trust it. To me, that's a reliable source. You were never more specific than just to say a reliable source. So says the Gemara, Seifa Vade Misayele. Okay, if we want to bring a riot to this concept, we have to look weiter at the Seifa. Me'ish Ploni Areza Neman. If you identify, not stam, buy from a reliable source, I want you to buy it from this store. Go dafka to that man. So then he's believed. So you see, because Milsa David Lugluye, Loma Shakri Inshi must be. So Hasim, Kivin Dislay Toveya Mirtis, because over there, says the Gemara, now over there, since there's someone who is going to be checking up on him, so the shliach is going to be afraid. So you see that the mishaleach is makbid to dafka say who to go to, so he's definitely going to follow up. But by a bechor, the kohen is not afraid to say that I got it from Yisrael, because who's going to be following up and asking the Yisrael? There's no one that was ever makbid. The kohen is the one that's initiating the conversation. When someone tells me to go by from a particular person who he believes about maestros, so I can bet that person's going to follow up with the store owner that I was supposed to get it from. So I'm going to be very afraid to mess around. But when I'm a kohen and I just say, yeah, I got this mum from Yisrael this way, I got the animal from Yisrael, already had a mum, so I'm the one that initiates the conversation. Why should anyone follow up? No one shows that they have that they're particularly concerned with that. So therefore, they're much more likely to mess around. To be lying. Where does he get this idea? So he says, that Yisrael is believed to say that I gave this Bechor to a Kohen with its mum. Says Gemara, Yisrael Pshita, of course Yisrael is believed to say that, meaning we're trying to find this way. How do we know that a Kohen is believed to say that Yisrael gave it to me with a mum? So what do we say? We quote this statement that Yisrael is believed to say, I gave this to a Kohen with a mum. So Gemara says, of course Yisrael is believed. Yisrael is not chashud to be matal mum. So tzarech mekatan vehigdil. Now we're talking about the Yisrael was a katan when it developed a mum, and then now he grew up. Maldetem lo kimle. So I might have thought that he doesn't really know so well. He doesn't remember so well because not that Yisrael was a katan. The animal was a katan. The animal was very small at the time that he gave it to him. So I might think he doesn't recognize the animal anymore, and maybe this is a different animal because now it's all grown up, so it looks different than it did. And therefore, we should be choshi that he put the mum there. Kamashmulan. Therefore, comes to teach us that he is believed. Besura masnu kalishna basra. So in surah, we taught like the second lashon that it's neman Yisrael. That's not about neman Kohen. It's that Yisrael is believed. Bepumadisa kalishna kama. And in Pumadisa, they taught like kalishna kama that even the Kohen is believed to say that the Yisrael gave it to him with the mum already there. Vilchsa filu kalishna kama. And we paskin even like Lishna Kama, that even the Kohen is believed to say that by the time Yisrael gave it to him, it had a mum. Rafram Pumadisa Havale Bukhra. Rafram had a Bukhar in Pumadisa, Viavale Kohen below mum, and he gave it to a Kohen without a mum. Azal Shadbe Mumma. Then the Kohen went and put a mum in it. Yomachad Khalash Be'ene. One day the Kohen had some sort of eye ailment. I say the Kamein. He brought it to Rafram to Paskin on it. Armalay Bukharza Nasan Yisrael Bumumma. Now the Kohen couldn't see. He didn't realize he was going to the same guy that gave him the animal. And he says, yeah, when I got this animal from Yisrael, it already had a mum on it. He tells the guy who gave him the animal without a mum. So our pasine leene chazi b'shikre. So he lifted up his eyelid, he opened up his eyes, b'koach, and he showed him that, look, I see that you're a liar. Amle lava nadi ahavti alach, v'afilu achi lo chashla l'milsa. Says, don't you know, I'm the one that gave it to you. And look, achutzbah, hayu duchatzav kuli alma lo chatzifi. So says Gemara, no, that's not a raya that a person is always going to be such a mechutzav. This guy was a mechutzav, that he was matil umum, and that he was going to show it to, he should have shown it to another chacham, and he showed it to this guy. But other people are not necessarily such a mechutzav. Ha'u sarua da'asal kamei de Rav Ashi. There was a sarua, someone who had one eye larger than the other eye, that came to Rav Ashi. Amar l'may nechoshtay, I kohen hu, I Yisrael hu, hare b'choru mumo imo. So if he's a what difference does it make if he's a kohen or a Yisrael? That wasn't if you look at Rashi, shloya makar b'zeim kohen and Yisrael. We didn't know if he was a kohen or Yisrael. V'amar afilu kohen v'chashal b'char ein kan chashada shayikach nolad. Even if he's a kohen who's chashal b'char, the mum that the animal has of being a sarua, of being a having one eye larger than the other, is not something that you could do to it. It's something that happens on its own. The animal is born that way. So what are we going to be choshed for? Amle Ravina Ravashi v'dum Yisrael hu. Maybe it's Yisrael. V'am Ravida in Ron b'chor Yisrael elim kin kohen imo. But the halacha is you're not allowed to paskin on the mum unless the kohen is with him. So that's the problem. Amle hachi ashta hasam nihi de kachem b'chutz lo achil amamonu de kohen choshed. Hacham michti yad d'hai mum muvaku maitam esyo kamei rabbanim mishum kvodu d'chacham al kvodu d'chacham lo avid al kvodu d'chacham what's the girsa lo avar Isura Avad, that we assume that the whole reason he's bringing it over here, it's such an obvious mum. Why would he bring it here in the first place? By other mumin that are not such an obvious mum, we have to be choshed that Yisrael, maybe he's going to steal it from the Kohen, and therefore even though he's in the Adam Kasher, we're choshed that he's going to mishecht it, so you need to only paskin when the Kohen is there. But over here, it's such an obvious mum, he's only bringing it here anyway to show the kavod to the Chacham of asking the Shaila, so we're not going to make such a chashad, we're not going to be so concerned in this case. Next Mishnah, everyone's believed to say about a mum of a meiser to be made that it came on its own, and when it's a situation of suffic meiser where you carry the chi asiri or to chavasar asiri, etc. So that where you need it needs to develop a mum in order for it to be okay, so everyone is able to be made on that. My time, because if you wanted, you could have just put a mum there. So it says, what do you mean you could have just put a mum there? You didn't know which number this would walk out, that it was going to walk out as a ninth and you were going to call it the tenth. So if you're going to say you'll put it there in the first place, on the tenth one, but the pasuk says lo yivakar b'tov l'ra. So eladi bayi shadi b'mum b'kuli edre. No, the point is that if he wanted, he could have made the entire flock bali mumin, and then before any of them are declared as meiser, and then memela, the one that's meiser, would have been a bal mum. Okay, we'll pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow. I keep falling further behind. Okay.